I was about to say happy Monday, but that's kind of an oxymoron, I think. Anyway, this is episode 4 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast all about writing that novel in just 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not associated or affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I'm just someone who's doing NaNoWriMo, and I want to take you along for the ride. Oh, today is the shameless hat in hand episode. National Novel Writing Month is a 503c nonprofit organization. As such, they depend on donations to keep afloat. In addition to being there for those of us who are crazy enough to want to write a book, they do great works all around the world. All in the pursuit of creativity, all in the pursuit of getting people's stories out there, having people's voices heard. One of the taglines for National Novel Writing Month, of course, is "Your story matters," and it does. Another one of their taglines is "The world needs your novel," and it does. On a very personal level, I have donated to National Novel Writing Month every single year I've done it. I have also bought a t-shirt every single year that I've done it, with the possible exception of 2013, because I was between jobs at the time. I had just moved to California and my money was running out. Although a friend of mine did buy me the winner's t-shirt that year for Christmas, and I thought that was very sweet of her. And the following year, I did buy the 2013 Nano shirt, along with my 2014 Nano shirt. I've already bought my t-shirt for this year. I'm looking forward to winning again so that I can buy the winner's shirt again. I've put my shiny fundraiser on my Facebook page, and I just realized that I had intended to do it under my pseudonym this year so that I could not only plug it here on the podcast, but also to plug it on my website, darrenblake.net. Shameless plug. I did it under my real name again, so I'm sorry, there will not be a link in the show notes because I do not use my real name out on the interwebs. Just on Facebook. Sorry, kids. However, if you do know me personally and we are friends on Facebook, please feel free to donate through my fundraiser page. If you are participating in NaNoWriMo, and why wouldn't you be? If you're listening to this, please, please, please donate directly to the NaNoWriMo website at NaNoWriMo.org. There will be a link to that one in the show notes. So what do you get when you donate? Well, if you're in the United States of America, you get a tax deduction, or you get to add it to your tax deductions. I honestly don't know how tax deductions work because I have never used them. However, as a 501c3, I just realized I forgot to do my research before I started this episode. I think it's either a 503c or a 501c3. Whichever one is a tax-deductible nonprofit organization donation, that's what it is. Your donation is fully tax-deductible. If you're donating $10, that might not seem worth it. That's why I don't bother. But if you have a long list of tax deductions that you have on your income tax return every single year, get that receipt from NaNoWriMo.org. There's a link somewhere that tells you exactly how to deal with that. Again, I'm not a tax professional. I am not a professional of any kind. That's just the things that I've picked up here and there doing my thing. In addition to the tax write-off, you get the warm and fuzzies of knowing that you are keeping alive the spirit of creativity. I'm going to get a little bit pseudo-political here. But we live in a world right now where people want to tell you what's important. And everything that they want to tell you is important is part of some agenda. I said pseudo-political because I'm not going to point fingers and I'm not going to name names. And I'm trying to be as general and vague as I possibly can. This is happening all over the world. It's not just here in the United States or in Hong Kong, for example. Everywhere, someone is telling you that their agenda is more important than anything else. You work for a corporation. You live in a place where maybe free speech is not a thing. National Novel Writing Month is an organization, in addition to an event, that says you are important. The story that you have to tell is important. I'm going back to that tagline. Your story matters. I'm fortunate enough to live in a country where speaking my mind is my right. I can say whatever I want to whomever I want, and I can't be arrested for it. Granted, there are going to be instances where there are other consequences that are involved, but in general, I can say whatever I want. I can criticize our government. I can tell someone such as... You know what? I said I'm not going to name names, so I'm not going to name his name. But if you've listened to my old podcast, or if you've read any of my novels, you know his name. But I can tell someone he's not a good actor. I can have this podcast that touts the virtues of an event I love. For some of us, writing a book is the closest we're ever going to get to truly speaking our minds, to speaking our own truths. I don't want to get as highfalutin as some writing podcasts would get, but I have moments where I understand why those podcasts do that. My books are for entertainment only. Please do not try this at home, because you will be violating other people's rights and end up arrested for it, aka murder is bad. But for some people, the story they're trying to tell goes beyond entertainment. There's a deeper meaning there. It's their truth, and they want to share it with the world. NaNoWriMo gives them that opportunity, and by donating to NaNoWriMo, you are giving them that opportunity. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, and you have the financial means to do so, I beg of you, I implore you, I can't order you, but if I could, I would order you to go to NaNoWriMo.org, donate $10, get a halo for your profile, donate $25, get a little bit of donor swag, buy a t-shirt, buy a mug, buy a book. Grant Faulkner has a really great book called Pep Talks for Writers. It could be just what you need to get through your month of writing. One of the other benefits to donating to NaNoWriMo is knowing that you're helping not only people around the world, you're specifically helping kids. The NaNoWriMo Young Writers Program is shaping the futures of the writers of tomorrow. They are telling kids it's okay to be creative. Use that imagination. So much of writing in school seems like it's designed to beat the love of writing right out of you. So much reading at school seems intended to beat the reading out of you. Even blah, blah, blah years ago, when I was in school, I hated the reading that was assigned. If we were allowed to pick our own books for our book reports, that book report was done. I loved reading, but when the reading was assigned, the only reason I passed those tests was the fact that I paid attention in class. I listened during the class discussions, and I was able to regurgitate exactly what the teacher wanted to hear. To this day, the number one book in the country, To Kill a Mockingbird, I hate. I've never even read the whole thing. I couldn't get past chapter one. I am sorry, Harper Lee. I do not like your writing. You tell a great story, though, if the movie is any indication, because I love the movie To Kill a Mockingbird, but I could not read that book. NaNoWriMo tells kids it's okay to love writing, and by extension, it's okay to love reading. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series gets a lot of flack for being derivative of other things, but one of the things that I love the most about it is that for over two decades, is it two decades now? Yikes, I'm old. For a lot of years, that series of books has gotten kids reading again. There have been kids in my own life that hated reading but read Harry Potter. And these kids that are writing these books are going to be the writers that inspire kids in the future. They're going to be on the bestseller list that you enjoy in the future. And it is thanks in part to National Novel Writing Month. If you are on track for the 50,000 words, you should be at 6,667 words today. If you're not on track, that's fine. I hope you're writing what you can. I hope you're doing the best that you can. And most importantly, I hope you're still chugging along. If you're over that number, keep going. I cannot stress this enough. And while you're reporting your words at NaNoWriMo.org, don't forget to drop them a few dollars. You'll be glad you did. If you have something that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes of this episode. You can find this podcast at DarrenBlake.net. I hope things are going well for you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.